Well, hey there! It's Wednesday's Blast from the Past broadcast with me, DJ ELC, and we're searching the archives for the best classic Christian music. This week, we're changing it up a bit and featuring a legendary artist and his music. It's all about this pastor, songwriter, worship leader, entrepreneur, activist, actor, and spokesman. It's Michael W. Smith. After beginning humbly as a Christian songwriter in 1981, God directed him all these decades into one that has blossomed into a ministry that has touched so many lives through his music. We begin our show today with a song taken from his Live the Life album entitled Missing Person.
Into the void. Champion FM. It's all about him.
You know, Missing Person does reflect Michael W. Smith's early life, where he became a devout Christian at the age of 10, only to fall away during his college days due to the use of drugs and alcohol. In the same way, I believe that many of us become missing persons in our journey with Christ. When we take Jesus for granted and stop reading the Bible and praying consistently. That's why Scripture says this in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep His promise. We continue our tribute to Michael W. Smith's music and ministry with this trilogy taken from his album, I'll Lead You Home with The Other Side of Me, Breathe in Me, and Angels Unaware.
If they were to write about the story of my life, they would have to mention you with every page they'd write. There's another side to every story told. If I were the ocean, you would be the shore, and one without the other will be needing something more. We are the shadow and the light, always love me, never leave me now. Now you are the other side. Never leave me now. find my life with the power of your holiness. You breathe in me and you revive feelings in my soul that I have laid to rest. So breathe in me, I need you now. I've never felt so dead within. So breathe in me, maybe somehow you can breathe new life in me again. I used to be so sensitive the light that leads to where you are. Now I've acquired these calluses with the darkness of a cold and jaded heart. So breathe in me, I need you now. I've never felt so dead within. So breathe in me, maybe there's a light in my soul. Maybe it flickers like a neon sign outside an abandoned hotel. Maybe there are things you just can't know. But can you say there are no mysteries in the house you choose to dwell? Maybe we are entertaining angels unaware. Maybe there's a place where we will fly. But some say God is dead, like Nietzsche said, and faith has made me a fool. But maybe there is more than meets the eye. Who's that stranger there beside you? Don't be smug and don't be cruel. Maybe we are entertaining angels unaware. of the heart and of the mind. We stay caught in mental purgatory till our existence can be defined. Meanwhile, on the shores of parallel, there may be a holy conference held somewhere discussing all men.
My name, and my heart will.
Here are some pieces of trivia about Michael W. Smith that you may not know. His popular nickname is Smitty, and his middle name, as mentioned in a past broadcast, is Whitaker. He is the founding pastor of New River Fellowship Church in Franklin, Tennessee, and was lead pastor from 2006 to 2008. He is also an author, having written many books like Old Enough to Know, It's Time to Be Bold, and Friends Are Friends Forever. And you know, he has acted in at least 3 Christian movies, his most famous being the 2006 movie The Second Chance, where he was the lead actor, Ethan Jenkins. And here is This Is Your Time, a song that Smitty dedicated to Cassie Burnell, who died during the Columbine shooting in 1999.
Thank you.
Our video of the day is Michael W. Smith's This Is Your Time, the song that we just heard. It's a beautiful concept video that you have to watch and features the late Cassie Burnell in a short clip during the music video. Go to Champion FM's website to watch the entire video. Well, it's almost the end of today's tribute to Michael W. Smith and his music, but I want to leave you with his most popular hit, the classic which he wrote with his wife Debbie all the way back in 1983. The song Friends was written for someone in Bible study who was moving out of town. Well, so what does that tell you? Join a Bible study, sit down with your wife and write songs. They will be successful. Oh, just kidding, just kidding. This is DJ ELC signing off and saying God bless you and always be friends with everyone, everywhere. Here is Michael W. Smith with Friends.
Too long.
live as friends.
It's all about him.
And they're